With rants and raves, you'll be okay. And today is your lucky day. It is Rants and Raves with Gary.
Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of Rants and Raves. I'm Steph Beckett, and we are excited. We're kind of drumming up excitement for InfoComm 2025, and joining me to help me do that is Mark Donovan of Audio Technica. First of all, Mark, how's it going? How are the last few weeks, you know, coming up to InfoComm going for you?
Well, it's the typical few weeks before InfoComm where I'm watching it. Calendar march by, and it's coming up really fast.
It always does. Like, I always think I'm going to be prepared, and then somehow, no matter what, like 2 weeks before the show, I'm like hair on fire, running around like a chicken with my head cut off. I don't know what's going on, and yet somehow we always make it.
Yeah, we do. We figure it out somehow. I don't know whether it's luck or skill at this point.
A little bit of both.
I think it probably is.
Well, I'm really excited for you guys at this year's show. You have a lot of great products, and we're going to go through those. And then we're going to go through like the way in which people can experience these products, which I think is almost like the most important part.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, because the reality is you can have specification sheets and you can have the most awesome photos and, you know, all that kind of stuff. But it doesn't really mean anything. What's important is what they're hearing on the other end. You know, I know like in past InfoComms and shows, they might have a room where, you know, you're listening to the speakers or the microphone. But in our case, what we're doing this year is actually the third year of us doing this, is we're actually doing a Teams call back here to Ohio, which is exactly the mechanism that everybody's going to be using. So they can hear, what does it really sound like? How does it feel? How does it flow? And things like that. And I think that's more impactful than any photograph or spec sheet can be.
No, absolutely. I mean, we were talking about this before the call, and I think we've talked about this in other conversations we've had in the past, but like that's not going to do anything for anyone if you just tell them a bunch of words and numbers. When it comes to an audio product, they need to hear how it's going to work if they specify it in their rooms.
And I think it's really become even more of an issue over this last decade or so as we transition from an industry that comprised mostly of audio professionals, people who came from that world were musicians and really understood audio, to a world where people who are much more into networking. Yeah. You know, you're talking about people who started in computer networking. And so some of those more subtle terms that we maybe threw around years ago that might mean something to an audio person, it's just not the same now. So.
Yeah. Well, that's actually really interesting. You are a good person to speak to that because you come from a musical background, no?
I do. I come from a varied background. But yes, I've been a musician for a long time. We'll just leave it at that. And, just an amateur playing. And then when I got into the audio industry, primarily I was designing sound systems for like performance systems for churches and clubs and things like that. So music is very much a part of it.
How do you think that like kind of experience helps you kind of bridge the gap between those people who come from a musical background and the people that come from the more networked audio background?
It's kind of like being an interpreter, really, just understanding two different languages. It really is because, I think, again, it's just we're people separated by a common language, to kind of paraphrase. So, you've just got to be able to explain things. I was an instructor many, many years ago for advanced electronics in the Navy, in the U.S. Navy. And one of the things that we were taught is that you have to be able to explain something in three different ways to help people see it from your angle, because they may not be from the same perspective as you are. And it's really the same thing, whether I'm talking as an audio person to a networking person, or whether I'm just talking to somebody, you know, in a corporation who has no idea about anything about audio, nor should they. I need to be able to help them understand what this is going to do for them.
Yeah, no, I mean, that makes That makes a tremendous amount of sense. Well, talk me through three of like the, I mean, I know you all are going to show a lot of products, but let's talk about like the big three here. So first of all, we've talked a little bit about the System 20 Pro. Came on and talked about it at launch week 11, but let's talk to like the people here a little bit about the System 20 Pro and how you guys are going to be showing that in action.
So System 20 Pro, it's a wireless system that actually, it kind of straddles two different worlds here. It's able to work very well in a live performance mode. So if you're doing house of worship or you know, high school auditorium or something like that, I mean, it is a smaller channel count system, but it's extremely powerful. It's also very good price point on that. But at the same time, it's got all the features and the transmitters, different transmitters that you could use for corporate use. So, you know, gooseneck transmitters and boundary tabletop transmitters. So it really, like I said, straddles both those worlds very well. Like I said, packs a tremendous amount of power within a very affordable and actually very small box, and actually allows you functionality like remote control, which is something that you just don't see except on some very, very high-end kind of stuff. So we're really excited about it. It hasn't even been out for a year, and it's really taking off already. It is the successful, it's already been successful, but it's, it comes from System 10 Pro. It's the next generation of that, which was, you know, great for a decade, but now it's just doing really well for us. And we're going to have that in the booth for people to touch it and feel it. Cool. And we also will have that connected into our little live system in the room there, in our little conference room.
Perfect. So you're also bringing the System 20's like bigger brother is like how you explained it to me. So I want to talk a little bit about engineered sound wireless.
Yeah. So the engineered sound wireless, it is very much the bigger brother, whereas System 20 is limited to like 20 channels. Engineered sound wireless, you could do 48 or even 96 channels. So you can do significantly bigger. Engineered sound wireless is a Dante based system. It's really got a lot of these cooler, neat features, and it's kind of going to be the centerpiece. So, you know, if you, when you come into our booth, I'll say when you come into our booth and you sit down at the table to talk to our people back here in Ohio, that's what you're going to be sitting in front of, is you're going to be sitting in front of one of those, because they do such a great job of isolation, which we all know is necessary on a floor, so that our people back here can hear very clearly. But also on the other end, they'll be able to speak back so we can hear it as well. But great battery life, construction, high channel count. It is definitely the bigger brother. But when you put them side by side, there's definitely a DNA going on there. Very family look and feel with the quality and build.
Yeah. And the last kind of like of the big three that you kind of told me about, like, are some really interesting and exciting upgrades to the ceiling array. Do you want to talk through those?
Yeah, so the ceiling array, of course, it's been out for, what, 3-4 years now? I don't know, time goes quick, as we've already talked about. It's been out for a little while, and we've been able to incrementally do some changes to firmware, you know, to add little changes as, again, we get that voice of the customer. And probably one of the most important ones that we've done is that we've actually made it so that our ceiling array can speak VSCO over IP. So for those who aren't aware, that's as close as you're going to come to a standard for pan, tilt, zoom cameras, which means I can speak directly from that ceiling array directly to a camera to tell it to move to different locations based on where people are talking. Cool. And that eliminates a lot of need for, you know, some other piece of hardware or software. Now, that's not to say that it eliminates these things. I mean, because we work well in partnerships with people like Data Video and QSIS and, you know, Crestron and all these things, that when you get these larger deployments where you need a lot of multiple camera things, yeah, we've got that covered. We can work with you. We can work with these other guys. But for some simple applications, we can actually bring a lot of power to the game for little to no extra cost.
Nice. Well, okay. Anything else that you would like to tell the people before Infocom to really get them? I mean, I think that at this point, they're going to be pretty excited to come by and like get their hand and ears toward these products. But is there anything else you would like to say?
Well, I mean, I can't really give anything up about the future of what's going to go on beyond Infocom, but obviously we're constantly moving on, and we are at a stage in some of our projects where we are very much looking for feedback. And I think that people who have known Audio-Technica for a long time and know what we do can probably make an educated guess as to someone of what some of those things might be. And, you know, come talk to us, you know, tell us what your feedback in the field. It's all about the application. It's all about what you, what collectively you, the industry, are doing with our products. And we want to know so that we can come out with the best possible solution.
Ooh, wait, I have a good question for you. What are some of the most interesting applications that you've heard recently?
Let's see. Most interesting applications that I've heard recently. I actually had, we had a focus group company that was for a major manufacturer of goods that you might find in Walmart or something like that. And they were using our microphones, the Engineer Sound Wireless, because it can actually change between receivers when you walk from room to room. And they had it, you would walk in and it would look like a grocery store with all these shelves and you'd see the product and they'd make comments about this. Then they'd walk into a room that was like somebody's living room and they'd give them an iPad and say, what's your home shopping experience like? And then they'd go into a VR room like they were in Costco and they'd talk about that. It was a unique one, certainly not one you're going to see that often, but it was pretty cool to see all that technology work together and seamlessly, because for the focus group people, it has to be seamless. They don't want to have that interfere, but that was a pretty neat one. So
that's cool. Like, how does it feel when someone like comes up to you and tells you about like a new, like really creative application using your products?
So actually, that's one of my favorite things about the job. So I've been doing this for a long time, but I'm, you know, I've come up with some pretty cool ideas on my own over the years, but the coolest thing I've heard have always been these left field things where people come out and said, you know, hey, we tried this and it worked, and it's exciting. You know, people have done some pretty bizarre things and it's like, well, you know, we didn't think about that when we made it, but hey man, I'm glad it works that way.
We're glad it worked for that.
Exactly.
That's awesome. Well, I did want to tell the people who are watching or listening that if they want to go check out all things Audio Technica at the show, they can do so. You guys are at booth 3716. And yeah, I look forward to seeing you at the show, Mark. I look forward to getting my own hands and ears at these products so I can, you know, listen for myself.
Yep. Well, I'll be there the whole time.
With bells on.
That's right, with bells on.
All right. Well, Mark, I appreciate your time. Yep. And, you know, good luck in the rest of your prep, and I'll see you at the show.
All right. See you there.
Perfect. And thanks, everyone, for watching and listening. This has been another episode of Rants and Raves. I'm Steph Beckett, and we will see you next time. Rave, rave, rave. With Rants and Raves, you'll